Presidential pardons, like executive orders, have been used to excess by the chief executive of both parties for some time, but in recent years have escalated to new lows. Biden's pardon of his son and brother for their schemes, and a blanket pardon of several officials in his administration before they were even charged with a crime, was outrageous. And now, President Trump has pardoned not only former U.S. Representative George Santos, who was serving a 7-year sentence in federal prison after pleading guilty to fraud and identity theft charges, but also Binance founder Chong Peng Zhao, who is the Trump family partner in their crypto venture. The high ground for Republicans attacking Biden Incorporated has been lost, and that's something to think about.